And good evening from Fireman's Park in Brenham. Rob Reed here on AM 1330 KTAE as the Rogers Eagles get set to tangle with the Hallettsville Brahmas. Out of District 25-2A, the Rogers Eagles, 26-2A for Hallettsville. These two teams met a year ago in the Class 2A playoffs down in Austin at Nelson Field, with Rogers winning that series and moving on another round in the Class 2A playoffs. So this is game one of the best of three series between these two schools, and neither one will throw what they call their number one pitcher. Of course, the Rogers Eagles with a very good man on the mound. Gregory Mendoza will get the start for the Eagles tonight. And on the other side of the coin for Hallettsville, it will be Tanner Carson on the hill for the Brahmas tonight as we get ready for a beautiful evening from Old Fireman's Park. This park built back in the 1930s. And, of course, it is one of the finer places to play in the state of Texas. I guarantee you it has the old ballpark feel to it, the old minor league ballpark feel to it here at Fireman's Park. And a gorgeous evening. Hardly any wind to speak of as the flags in center field are pretty much just hanging at center field. Down the lines, the park very symmetrical, 320 down each line, and it's 360 to straightaway center field with a center field monster that stands probably about 20 feet tall out in straightaway center field. This park has undergone a lot of renovations over the years, including a nice crow's nest bird's eye view of the field from here in the press box. And we are set for a good one tonight. Coach Keith Klaus and his Rogers Eagles bring in the number two ranking in Class 2A. Hallettsville, a very good club as always, and they are coached by Shorty Cook. And these two teams with they know each other very well. As you take a look at this club from last year, it was kind of a heated battle between these two schools. And we'll see probably about the same situation tonight. Adding to the fire, of course, Hallettsville eliminated Rogers in the football playoffs. So we'll see how things go tonight as these two teams get set to go. Starting lineups, Rogers will be the visitors tonight in game one of this series. And for the Eagles, it will be Jordan Seebeck starting in center field and batting first. Ryan Ferris, the second baseman, will bat in the two spot. Cameron Doskosil will bat third and play first base. Gregory Mendoza will be on the mound. He'll bat cleanup. Chance Marek moves over to shortstop, and he'll bat fifth. Dustin Hamilton behind the plate will bat in the sixth spot. J.C. Garcia will bat seventh and play left field. Stephen Hines is a DH. He will bat in place of Matt Maka, the third baseman, and Travis Perkins, who got the win on Tuesday against Blanco, will start in right field and bat ninth. For the Hallettsville Brahmas, Colby Schindler will play shortstop and lead off. Tanner Carson will be the pitcher, and he'll bat second. Garrett Henke, the left fielder, will bat in the three spot. The catcher, Aaron Alvarez, will bat fourth. Chad Boynock, the center fielder, bats fifth. Tyler Bluta will play first base and bat sixth. Nolan Bezetsny will play third base and bat seventh. Kevin Smith will be the DH. He'll hit for the right fielder Bryce Sitka. And Jameson Grassoff will play second base and bat in the nine spot tonight here from Brenham. Gorgeous evening as we get set for this playoff game here between the Hallettsville Brahmas and the Rogers Eagles, live on AM 1330 KTAE. Just a reminder, we will be on the AM side for the remainder of the series, and we appreciate you joining us. And remember to go by and thank all of the sponsors that you hear on the broadcast tonight. They make it possible for us to bring you the sounds of playoff high school baseball. Let's take a 60-second timeout. And we'll be back to Fireman's Park in Brenham in a moment. This is Rogers Eagles playoff baseball. And welcome back to Fireman's Park in Brenham. as the starting lineups being announced by the PA announcer here at Fireman's Park. Winner of this series, by the way, will move on to face the winner of Refurio and number 10-ranked Danbury. And, of course, that game, that series more than likely will be next weekend for the winner of this one. For the Rogers Eagles, a little bit of a scare on Tuesday as they had to go extra innings to beat Blanco. And coming into that game, Rogers was 21-3 on the season, while Blanco was just 14-13. But the Eagles had their hands full with the Panthers of Blanco as they had to come from behind. And a gutsy performance by Coach Keith Klaus's Eagles as they took a 2-0 lead in the third inning, only to see Blanco score single runs in the third, fourth, and fifth. In that sixth inning, a leadoff single by Gregory Mendoza. He would score on an RBI double from Chance Marek, and the Eagles tied the game in that sixth inning. Had an opportunity in the seventh inning, but could not get on the board as they were set down in order. And then that explosive eighth inning where the Eagles sent nine men to the plate. Ryan Ferris led the game off with a walk, and then he was doubled home by Cameron Doskozil. That would be enough, but the Eagles weren't done. They got a RBI single from Mendoza, another walk to Chance Marek, a sacrifice bunt, and then a two RBI double by Dustin Meadows, who came off the bench for a big RBI hit as well, and the Eagles went on to win that game by a final score of 8-3. And a little different situation tonight as you've got a best-of-three series, and I got a chance to visit with Coach Keith Klaus before the game and asked him how his pitching philosophy will change coming into this game. Mendoza will start here in Game 1. Obviously, Travis Perkins started just two nights ago, so he would be unavailable tonight, certainly on the mound. But the Eagles, of course, have a deep pitching staff. And at some point, he felt like he'd have to bring Perkins back on Saturday, but obviously he'd like to not have to use him and maybe be able to be in a situation where he could save Travis Perkins possibly for a game three, if that's the case and it needs to come down to that. But certainly has a good arm on the mound tonight for the start of game one in Gregory Mendoza. And for the Eagles, they're going to want to swing the bats a little better as they were held in check for much of the night on Tuesday against the Blanco Panthers. And, of course, once the Eagles get on base, they are very dangerous. 105 stolen bases coming into that game on Tuesday, and they had a few steals in the game Tuesday night as well to up that total. But anytime you've got a high school club that's going to steal over 100 bases for you, you're going to get a lot of things done. The playing of the national anthem, and we will be ready for baseball here from Old Fireman's Park in Brenham. We are ready for baseball from Fireman's Park in Brenham. one of my personal favorite places to watch a baseball game, no matter what you're talking about. And this old park is just one of those places where you can just kind of feel the history around you. And, of course, it sports the state champion signs of the Brenham Cubs around the outfield. Not bad. In the 70s, 1970, 75, and 76. And state champs in 86 and 87 and 88. Those were some awfully powerful teams that, of course, sported one of the best pitchers in the nation at that time for the Brenham Cubs. John Peters was his name. I'm trying to remember the young man's name. He held several national pitching records at the time. But he was all part of those teams in the late 80s for the Brenham High School Cubs. So on the mound for Hallettsville tonight, a right-hander, Tanner Carson. Tall, lanky, straight over the top delivery. And the Eagles will try to get to him fairly early. The number one starter, according to Coach Klaus, is the shortstop, Colby Schindler, who threw in their game on Tuesday. Hallettsville defeated Comfort to make it to this round. And, of course, the region semifinals would be next week against the winner of this series would take on the winner of Refugio and Danbury. Danbury ranked 10th in the state in Class 2A. And, by the way, over on our FM side tonight, Joe Smitherman is up in Athens for Rosebud Lot. Very difficult on selecting how we were going to broadcast this weekend. But we've got the Eagles for the entire series here on AM 1330 tonight on KTAE. So here is Jordan Seebeck to lead things off for the Rogers Eagles. He'll be followed by Ryan Ferris and Cameron Doskosil as we get underway. Game one of this best of three series from Brenham tonight. The first pitch from Carson is a fastball in the dirt for ball one to Jordan Seebeck. A lot of heart showed by this Rogers Eagles team on Tuesday night coming from behind. They trailed 3-2 late and tied it in the sixth and won it in the eighth. And there's another fastball about 3 feet in front of the plate in the dirt, and it's two balls and no strikes as the catcher Aaron Alvarez will go out to have a word with his right-handed starter Tanner Carson. So Carson certainly not exactly where you want to be with your first couple of pitches. Two balls, no strikes, the count here to Seebeck as he winds and deals a fastball that misses on the outside corner, but at least he got it over the plate that time. And it's three balls and no strikes. The Eagles, a very experienced team, although not a lot of seniors on this club. And there is ball four to Seebeck. So Carson walks the very dangerous Jordan Seebeck on four straight pitches to start the game. And Seebeck is certainly a threat to go. Jordan coming in with 25 stolen bases on the season. As he leads away at first, out of the stretch now, Carson delivers to Ferris. Ryan bunts that one foul, and it's 0-1. No score just underway tonight from Fireman's Park in Brenham. It's Rogers and Hallettsville. Class 2A, Region 4 playoffs. Seebeck gets the lead. Now a pitch outside to Ferris. It misses, one ball and one strike. Great arm behind the plate, at least from what we saw in pregame infield out of Aaron Alvarez. And Seebeck, not a hugely. There's a swing and a drive down the right field line. Seebeck's going to round second and head for third. Ryan Ferris with a single following up the leadoff walk, and the Eagles are in business here early in the first with runners at the corners and nobody out. And that will bring the big man to the plate, first baseman Cameron Doskosil, who delivered the game-winning RBI on Tuesday night. It was a a heck of a double out into left center field. And he will bat here with runners at the corners and nobody out. Carson out of the stretch. That pitch is a strike right over the plate, and it's 0-1. Always nice to do a high school game when you can sit high above the field and really get a good view of that plate. And that pitch misses high. Ball one. No score, but Rogers threatening here in the top of the first inning. A leadoff walk and a single to right has put runners at the corners as Carson misses here. Two balls and one strike. And again, Alvarez will trot out to talk to his pitcher, who is in a jam. Still lots of sunshine casting over the field here. A little bit of a shadow right at the plate. But still lots of sunshine out over the field here in Brenham. Two balls, one strike, the count. And there goes Ferris. And there's a swing and a high fly foul ball that will just get out of play over the fence behind the Rogers dugout down the first baseline. And the count will go now even to Doskosil, 2-2. Pretty good situation for a hit and run right there with the speed of Ryan Ferris at first base. A base hit could possibly get you two runs. Right fielder playing very shallow. And there's a swing and a high chopper to third. Over to second for one. Throw on to first, double play. A run will score. Doskosil with not great speed. And Nolan Bezetsny, the third baseman, did a pretty good job of taking that high hop and turning the double play. In the process, Seabeck will score to give the Eagles an early 1-0 lead here. And here is Gregory Mendoza. Base is empty. Eagles lead it. One zip. Here's the pitch from Carson. And it's another low pitch down in the dirt for ball one. So Carson certainly struggling a little bit with control, walking Seabeck on four straight pitches. And here's a swing and a foul ball as Mendoza went up after that one around his eyeballs. And the count will even up. One ball and one strike. Chance Marek would hit next if Mendoza could keep the inning alive. So Carson, a little bit of trouble here in the first inning. And he got, of course, the pitcher's best friend on the double play ball hit by Cameron Doskosil. And the catcher, Aaron Alvarez, is a little shaken up blocking that pitch. And so far, I'm sure he has to be saying to his pitcher, Carson, you know, it might help if you got the ball up a little bit. Not throw so many in the dirt. Alvarez getting a pretty good workout behind the plate here in the early going. One ball, one strike, the count here to Gregory Mendoza. And the pitch from Carson is swung on and fouled back out of play. Mendoza just missing that one. Mendoza, a junior, has had a terrific season on the mound and hitting as well, over 400. And he swings and sends that one out into the right center alley, but it's run down out there by Jamison Grassoff. Pretty good wheels out in right field to end the inning. The Eagles get one run on one hit. No errors, and there's nobody left. We go to the bottom of the first. Rogers 1, Hallettsville coming up. Bottom of the first inning coming up. Gregory Mendoza taking the mound for the Rogers Eagles, and he has a 1-0 lead to work with, as the Eagles only score one run in that first inning, but you get the feeling that they are going to get to Tanner Carson, come out swinging the bat a lot better than they did on Tuesday night, at least here in the early going. A little more focused, possibly, against the Hallettsville Brahmas. Colby Schindler, Tanner Carson, and Garrett Henke will lead things off for the Brahmas, who are decked out in maroon tops and white pants. and the Rogers Eagles in white pants and black tops today. Game two of this series set to start at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon back here in Brenham. And I am just jazzed I get to spend Saturday at Fireman's Park. I just love this place. So here is Colby Schindler to lead things off. The Brahma shortstop will stand in from the right side as Mendoza takes a long look in to his catcher, Dustin Hamilton. And the first pitch from Mendoza swung on, hit hard into left field for a base hit. And Schindler has a leadoff single. Well, one of the things Coach Keith Klaus said to me before the game, he said this team can flat out hit. Top to bottom of the lineup, they are hitters. And Schindler wasting no time as he sends the first pitch from Mendoza into left field for a base hit. So Schindler leads away at first base. And here is Tanner Carson, the Hallettsville pitcher, standing in from the right side, out of the stretch. Runner goes. Hamilton's throw is a little bit high and behind it. So a steal here for Colby Schindler. I mentioned Schindler is their number one pitcher. And as you watch this kid handle a bat and handle himself on the bases, he looks like a really good baseball player. 0-1 is the count here to Carson. Now a runner at second base. That's the tying run. Here's the pitch. A bunt. Too hard. Down the third baseline. Foul. And it's 0-2. So we'll see here if Shorty Cook continues to have the bunt sign on with two strikes and nobody out. Time is called as Schindler at second base appears to have nicked his elbow a little bit out there on that slide on the steal at second base. Eagles defensively, Gregory Mendoza, the right-handed junior on the mound. Dustin Hamilton is behind the plate. Cameron Doskosil at first base. Ryan Ferres is at second. At shortstop, it's Chance Marek. Matt Maka at third base. J.C. Garcia in left field. Jordan Seebeck in center. And Travis Perkins is out in right field for the Rogers Eagles. As they continue to tape up Schindler over at the Hallettsville dugout. Winner of this series again moves on a step closer to Austin. And they will take on the winner of Refurio and Danbury. Two pretty good baseball teams. Refurio, of course, a traditional power in Class 2A out of South Texas. And Danbury, don't know a whole lot about their program, but I do know they're ranked number 10 in the state in Class 2A. So apparently they got things going this season. 0-2 is the count here to Carson as Mendoza works from the stretch, comes set at the letters. Here's the pitch. Swung and he missed. Strike three. And there's one gone. So big strikeout for Gregory Mendoza with the runner in scoring position and nobody out as he retires Tanner Carson. And there's one gone. First strikeout of the night for either pitcher. And Garrett Henke, the left fielder for Hallettsville, will step in, a lefty at the plate here against the right-handed Mendoza. Runner at second base is Schindler as Mendoza tries the outside corner and can't hit it. 0-1. Well, temperatures probably, I would guess, in the upper 70s here at game time. Low 80s. No wind to contend with. And there's a swing and a hard hit ball towards first. Nice dive play by Doskosil. Tosses to Mendoza at first base for the out. That's a heck of a defensive play there by big Cameron Doskosil. As he had to dive down for it. Mendoza covering the bag. And they keep Schindler from scoring. He does move over to third on the ground ball to the right side. But now there are two gone. And a dangerous hitter at the plate, Aaron Alvarez, with two outs. Here's the pitch. Oh, that was pretty on the inside corner, maybe a tad low. And it's a ball and no strikes. 1-0. Rogers leads it as we play here in the bottom of the first inning from Brenham. Mendoza now wind up. There's a high fastball. And a swing and a miss by Alvarez as he liked the way that looked, but can't catch up with it. A little extra cheese on that fastball from Mendoza. One ball, one strike, two outs. Tying runner at third base here in the bottom of the first. The pitch, hitting. Hits Alvarez in the left shoulder. Looked like a breaking ball that just never really broke. And that will put runners at the corners now with two outs. So Chad Boynock will hit here in the five spot for the Brahmas with runners at the corners. And Mendoza in a little bit of a jam here to start this one. Two outs, though, as Mendoza goes to work. Goes from the stretch. High leg kick, though. And a strike to Boynock. It's 2-1. Eagles got a run on one base hit in the top of the first. Jordan Seebeck scoring on a ground ball. Now here's the pitch. Swung on. Two hops to Mara. Chance has to throw to first. And it got him. Inning over. No runs on one hit, no errors. Hallettsville leaves two. We go to the second inning. It's Rogers 1, Hallettsville nothing. This is Rogers Eagles playoff baseball. Second inning coming up from Brenham. Rogers Eagles lead after 1-0, as both teams mounting some offensive threats in that opening inning. Rogers able to shut the door on Hallettsville, though, as we go to the second inning. It will be Chance Mark, Dustin Hamilton, and J.C. Garcia leading things off for the Eagles here in the second inning. Around the infield for Hallettsville, Tanner Carson on the mound. Aaron Alvarez is the catcher from first to third. It's Tyler Bluda, Jamison Grassoff, and Nolan Bezetsny, the shortstop. Colby Schindler, Garrett Hanke, Chad Boynock, and Bryce Sitka in the outfield. And there's a high fastball to Chance Marek for the first pitch, and it's 1-0. Tanner Carson, the right-hander, a little wild in that first inning, but he got a double play that helped him out of it. And now Chance watches a fastball that catches the outside corner, or at least that's the call behind the plate, and it's 1-1. Looked to be a little bit off the edge out there. The 1-1. That's way outside and in the dirt for a ball. It's 2-1. Tuesday in Cedar Park, I saw a guy behind the plate that was, he kind of had a mobile strike zone. It seemed to move around a lot as the night wore on. High fastball up around the chin to Marek here, and the count now 3-1. 1-0, Rogers leading it as we play here in the top of the second inning. A 3-1 hitter's pitch. Swung on, hit a ton. Deep, deep left field. That ball is out of here. Chance Marek with a solo home run that went way over the fence out in left field, and the Eagles lead it 2-0. Well, Chance knew he was going to get a big, fat fastball right there on 3-1, and he was ready. First home run of the postseason for Rogers. And it's a 2-0 ball game. And Tanner Carson is in some trouble right now. Here is Dustin Hamilton. Dustin with that home run power, too. And Carson's first pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight for Thursday night baseball in Brenham at Fireman's Park. Rogers Eagles lead it 2-0. And there's a high breaking ball, and the count evens up 1-1. Eagles 2 runs on 2 hits here in the early going, as Seebeck and Marek have scored runs. High fastball to Hamilton, 2-1. Well, the trouble Carson is going to have is he's pitching behind a lot, as he, I think, has fallen behind just about every hitter that he's faced here. A 2-1. That ball is swung and hit deep. It's gone if it's fair, and it's not. Just slices foul. That ball was hit deeper than Marek's was. As Hamilton, Dustin hit a shot like that on Tuesday night as well. Might be a good idea for Tanner Carson not to leave that fastball right there. That was about belt high right in Dustin Hamilton's wheelhouse. He has a look on his face like that tasted like chicken. 2 balls, 2 strikes is the count as Hamilton steps back in from the right side. Digs in that back foot. Here's the pitch from Carson. That ball is swung and hit high in the air. This one's playable, though. The shortstop, Schindler, backs up, catches the ball, and then drops it. But they say he had it long enough, and there's one out. Boy, Hamilton just missed back-to-back jacks. Here's J.C. Garcia now from the left side to face Carson. Fastball outside, maybe a little bit high, 1-1. 2-0, Rogers leads it here in the second. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a shot right back to the pitcher, Tanner Carson, who makes a nice hop to field the ball and throw out the speedy J.C. Garcia. And there are 2 gone here in the second. Now Stephen Hines, and another young man that can spray the baseball all around the ballpark. He had a double in that eighth inning on Tuesday as well, and he swings and misses. Stephen does like that high fastball as he goes after that one and can't quite catch up with it. And 0-1. 2 outs here in the top of the second inning. A 2-0 Rogers lead. Tanner Carson tries the inside corner and must have missed just a little bit too far inside. And the count evens up, 1-1. A leadoff home run here in the second inning for Chance Marek. And Hines cuts loose and swings at another high fastball. And it's 1-2. That was a monster cut. As the 1-2 is on away from Carson. That ball is swung on and hit into shallow center field. That's trouble. It falls in for a base hit. Well, the second baseman, Grassoff, going out. Boynock coming in from center. Sitka coming in from right. Nobody can get a glove on it, and it's a 2-out base hit for Hines. That is the 3rd hit allowed now by Tanner Carson. And it brings Travis Perkins to the plate. As Carson now set from the stretch. That ball is hit a ton to the left as Perkins tomahawked that thing hard, but he was way early on it. So it's 0-1 to Travis Perkins. And Travis lays off this pitch. Well, no, they say he did not, and it's a strike. So Perkins now behind 0-2. Travis got the win on the mound on Tuesday. as he waits on the 0-2 pitch. And it bounces in front of the plate over the catcher, Hines, up to second base on the wild pitch, and I mean wild. And Tanner Carson has been wild here in the early going, but he's also thrown some big fat hamburger pitches too. And the Eagles have teed off so far as he misses high here. And the count is 2-2. And again, the catcher Alvarez will go out to have a word with Tanner Carson. Carson, a senior. And this Hallettsville club is loaded with seniors. While the Rogers Eagles have a few key players that are seniors, four of them. As the count now goes full to Perkins, 3-2. Seebeck, Doskozil, Hamilton, Hines, all seniors. The rest are sophomores and juniors. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Swung and missed, or foul tipped, I guess. So Perkins stays alive. Had he not foul tipped that, he's probably going to be safe at first base. There is a lot of room behind the plate in foul territory here at Fireman's Park in Brenham. Do the 3-2 pitch again. That ball hit deep and foul out of play down the left field line. And the count will stay full, 3-2. So Perkins has ripped the baseball a couple of times in this at-bat. Both of them have been very early and foul. Out of play down the left field line. Here's the 3-2. High and outside. That is ball four. So the Eagles got a leadoff home run to start the inning. And now are looking for a little bit more as with two outs, they have runners at first and second base, and the top of the order is due up here as Coach Shorty Cook has made a trip out to talk to his entire infield right here. Seebeck led off the game with a walk on four straight pitches. So a dangerous situation here. Rogers could really open things up. Jordan Seebeck, a very good hitter, came into Tuesday night hitting .403. He went 2-for-4 in that game with a couple of base hits. Check that, 2-for-5 on the night on Tuesday. So runners at first and second base as Carson comes set, works from the stretch, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-0, Rogers leads it, a run in the first, and a leadoff solo home run from Chance Marek here in the second. And that ball is swung on and lined right into the glove of the second baseman, Jameson Grasshoff, and the inning is over. But the Eagles get one run on two hits, no errors, and they leave two men. We've go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Rogers 2, Hallettsville nothing. We go to the bottom of the second inning as the Rosebud Lot Cougars have given Gregory Mendoza a 2-0 lead to work with here. And the Eagles with single runs in the first and second inning. And it will be Tyler Bluda, Nolan Bezetsny, and Kevin Smith due up for the Hallettsville Brahmas here in the second inning. Here is the pitch, and it's low. Ball one to the right-handed Bluda. A leadoff single for the Brahmas in the first inning, but Mendoza was able to work out of trouble. Now he misses high and inside. Right under the chin to Bluda, and it's 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch swung on, a couple of hops to second. Ferris has it. Throw to first base to Doskozil, and there is one gone here in the second from Fireman's Park in Brenham. update over on 105-1 tonight. We understand Rosebud Lott trails 1-0 in that game. Now here's Nolan Bezetsny, the third baseman. And the pitch from Mendoza. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Eagles scored a run on a double play ball in the first inning as Seebeck scored. Then Chance Mark with a solo home run in the second inning. Lead it 2-0. And this pitch is outside to Bezetsny. Count evens up, 1-1. 2 o'clock Saturday, the starting time for game 2 in this series. There's a swing and a miss at a fastball from Mendoza. Bezetsny chasing that ball. It was high and outside, but it looked pretty good coming up. Mendoza looks in. Now he's ready. And did he check his swing? No. Ring him up for strikeout number 2 on the night for Gregory Mendoza. And there are quickly 2 gone here in the Hallettsville second inning. Second strikeout of the night for Mendoza. And there are 2 outs for the DH, Kevin Smith. Smith, a good-sized right-hander, digs into the box. The pitch. And missed outside, 1-1. 2-0 is our score here in the bottom of the second inning. Fireman's Park in Brenham. As Mendoza kicks and deals, that ball slapped foul over into the Rogers dugout area. How that missed anybody, I'm not sure. That was a screamer into the dugout. Everybody appears to be okay. Most of the guys are down on the other end of the dugout. That was a rocket. Count evens up, 1-1 to Smith. With 2 outs here in the Hallettsville second inning. Mendoza, high leg kick, high fastball, and it's 2-1. Eagles play Smith pretty much straight away in the outfield. Ferris, a step back on the grass at second base. As Mendoza rocks and fires. Fastball swung and he missed. Strike 2. And Mendoza really overpowering Smith, it seems. Smith did hit a screamer, but he was way late on it, sending the ball screaming over to the right side. 2-2 pitch on the way from Mendoza. And a breaking ball that just missed on the inside as Smith's knees buckled. I think he kind of gave up on that ball. And it misses. So the count goes full. 3-2 pitch from Mendoza. Swung on. Hit down the first baseline. Foul. That ball hugging the line and then hit the corner of the bag at first to bounce foul. So we'll come back and do 3-2 all over again with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. You get the feeling from watching the Eagles hit against the starter, Tanner Carson, that they are going to, he's not going to be long for this game. Here's a 3-2, swung and he missed, strike 3, inning is over as Mendoza sets down the Brahmas in order, 1-2-3, including a couple of strikeouts. We've played 2, it's Rogers 2, Hallettsville nothing. You're listening to Rogers Eagles Playoff Baseball. We go to the third inning, and the Rogers Eagles lead it 2-0 here in game 1 of this best-of-3 series. It will be Ferris, Doskasil, and Mendoza to lead off the third against Tanner Carson. And the first pitch is low for 1. Line on Carson through the first 2. 3 hits, 2 runs, both were earned. He's walked 2 and struck out none. And there's his swing and a fisted ground ball towards third. Have to hurry. The throw just in time to get Ryan Ferris, and there is 1 out. That ball not hit. all that hard off the fists. And a nice play by the shortstop, Colby Schindler. So here's Cameron Doskozil. Did that air cut off on its own? Or did you turn it off? Oh. Doskozil takes a called strike and a 2-1. There we go. 2-0, Rogers leading it here in the third inning. The 0-1 to Doskozil. Swung on and hit into left field for a base hit. So Doskozil with a single, a one-out single, gets things going here in the third inning. Fourth hit of the night for the Eagles. And that will bring Gregory Mendoza to the plate. Mendoza on Tuesday. Three base hits, two runs scored, and he drove in one. So a nice night at the plate for Mendoza, who came in hitting .437. He swings and sends a deep ball to left field. That is going to be caught out there by Garrett Henke, who backtracks a couple of feet and makes a backhanded catch in left field. So two gone here in the Eagles' third. And that will bring Chance Marek to the plate. Chance, a solo home run that was a no-doubter to left field back in the second inning. 2-0. Two outs. Runner at first base. And the pitch is high to Marek, ball one. Chance worked the count into his favor in that home run at bat as he got Carson into a 3-1 count. And here is the 1-0, and that one is high and inside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes now. With the runner at first base, that's Doskozil. Carson out of the stretch. And he catches the outside corner, 2-1. So much like late Tuesday night, the strike zone is going to benefit the pitcher if he can work to that outside. That has been established here as Carson misses here. And it's a 3-1 count, once again, a Chance Marek. So certainly, if you're Chance, you can take a chance right here. 3-1, high, ball four. So Marek walks on five pitches. Chance looked like he certainly thought about going after that. And wisely takes ball four. Third walk issued by Tanner Carson. Puts runners at first and second base with two outs. And Dustin Hamilton, who just missed a home run of his own in the second inning. A foul ball that sliced just as it got to the foul pole. This one is another rocket that does about the same thing. It goes off the wall about maybe 6 feet foul. And he'll come back with an 0-1 count. And runners at first and second base. And he's just missing it by not very much. He straightens that one out, and he could knock a wall down with that thing. Breaking ball high, misses, and it's 1-1. Hamilton flied out to short his first time up. Has a chance to do some damage here. Two outs and two on for the Eagles. One ball, one strike. And that pitch a little bit high. And it's 2-1. On deck is J.C. Garcia, if Hamilton can keep the inning alive. Here's the pitch, fouled straight back to the screen. And the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Two zip playing in the third inning from Fireman's Park in Brenham. Pitch from Carson. And the dirt gets away, rolls up the screen. Runners will go to second and third on the play. And so now a base hit. K can score a couple of runs. And the count goes full here. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Hamilton. 2 runs on 4 hits for the Eagles. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Foul back. Hamilton, another husky cut on that fastball. It was a little bit high. Not sure if it was going to be ball four or not. But Hamilton fouls it straight back to stay alive. 3-2 pitch. On the way here from Tanner Carson, the right-hander. And it's a called strike three on the outside corner. And that is a huge strikeout for Tanner Carson. If he needed one, it was right there. No runs on 1 hit. No errors. 2 men are left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Rogers 2, Hallettsville nothing.